A very dear friend of mine. I don't know if I've ever had a better friend in the world. He's from Nashville. I'm from New York. He's originally not from Nashville, but someplace in Texas. But he passed away this year. And we just talked all the time about the right things you could ever want to talk to somebody about. So for me, having dinner with him was such a special occasion. He would come up to New York and we'd go to this little restaurant around the corner all the time and called Lavagna's, and just stay there, a wonderful place, and just talk and have a martini and just talk about what's going on in life and the music business. And his story was unbelievable. I mean, I don't want to get into the whole thing, but he was one of these guys, hardworking guys, and he worked for, he was hired as an assistant to the promotion department in the new fledgling operation for Warner Brothers Country Music. They had never been in country music. And they were trying to set up a department because I was kind of country and I was just signed to it. And I was making a little bit of noise, and so they were setting this thing up. And then they all of a sudden changed hearts, and the guy that they hired to run it decided they couldn't have any New Yorker be part of it. I was going to get let go. And I had a single out, and Chuck was the part of the promotion team, but he was just a fledgling guy, you know. But one night they let him take over a little bit and answer some calls when nobody else wanted to be there. And he started telling people he liked my single that was out there, which they was told not to promote. But he did it after hours, and he felt he could do that. And so the time came for them to drop me there. My contract was up. They called me and told me they were dropping me. And I talked to every nice person in the promotion department, marketing and everything. And they were real nice people at Warner Brothers. And they wished me well and everything. And lo and behold, because of this side work that Chuck had been doing, my song bulleted on the charts the week after they dropped me and became the first hit on Warner Brothers Country. And the head of Warner Brothers Country said, "What are we doing? We need him on the label." So they came back and asked me if I would stay with him. And it was all because of Chuck. So a lot of good things happened to me because of that. And it happened to Chuck, too. He got to be very well known as a guy you could trust and a guy who worked hard on what he did. And later on, he was financial manager for a couple of people, and they became huge. And Chuck did extraordinarily well in terms of his financial situation, but he wasn't that kind of guy. And he was just Chuck. He was honorable, and you couldn't meet a more honorable person. Anyway, so this is a song that includes Chuck, and it's at this special place that Chuck and I used to go talk all the time. That's where I want to go with anybody I want to talk any sense with, you know, or just in a calm way, you know. Calm way always includes a martini.